And that's how to catch a Jedi.
Now we know how.
Just like a how-to guide.
A wiki-how page.
Yeah. Step-by-step guide to catch a Jedi, in case you ever need to.
If there isn't one of those on wiki-how, we should make one.
Catch a Jedi.
Yeah.
4 ways to catch a Jedi. No, I'm just kidding. They don't have that.
They have a lot of random things, though.
You have how to choose a lightsaber.
There we go.
That's fun.
It's practically the
same. Consider your preferences. Look at your combat style. Consider your philosophy.
Good, good.
Trust your instinct. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Hello there again. It's Star Wars Total Rewatch.
Yes, it is.
The show where we're rewatching all of Star Wars from beginning, middle, and end.
Past, present, and future.
That's better, yes. My name's Aaron.
I'm Daniel.
I'm Hannah. I haven't been on here in a while.
Good to have you on, Hannah.
Yeah.
Just been me and Aaron holding down the fort for a while.
Oh, man. I'm glad to be back. And boy, oh boy, did I come in on some exciting episodes.
You did. You picked a good arc to join us.
Yes, and just today I watched the last arc, let's see, 14 through 19.
Right.
I haven't watched 20 yet, so please don't say anything, but have been crazy episodes.
Yeah, you're getting in on just all the best parts of the season.
Then. Yes. Right. Glad to be here.
We won't spoil it for you.
I don't know if last time Daniel and I discovered that the this whole arc is named after Alfred Hitchcock films.
Oh, it's Alfred Hitchcock.
Yeah, the man who knew
too much. I did notice what was the last one? I thought it was a...
The Jedi Who Knew Too Much.
The Jedi Who Knew Too Much.
And then this one is To Catch a Thief.
Oh, of course.
In case you're just jumping in randomly in the middle of these episodes, this will remind our listeners the arc. This is the arc where Ahsoka is framed for crimes she did not commit.
Very serious crimes.
And goes on the run.
Yes.
And she escaped to the lower depths of Coruscant. Is she trying to do her own investigation? I can't quite remember.
I don't know that she'd gotten that far yet. She was planning to do some, to investigate.
She's not doing a good job.
She does a little bit of investigation, but I don't know that she's down here long enough to really get into all that.
And I don't know that she has any, resources. I don't know. Her plan is questionable. I'm not really sure what she's doing.
She very quickly gets attacked by Asajj Ventress, surprisingly.
Yeah, that was great.
They do some investigating together.
Yeah, they kind of team up.
She talks to Barriss on a hologram briefly, who's given her, clues, supposedly, that she's finding.
Yes.
And then they, Anakin and clones capture Ahsoka. They bring her back in with even more evidence against her. So there you go.
It's not going well.
No, it doesn't look good. Thinking there's kind of different people chasing her. There's Coruscant police who I've never seen before.
Yeah.
Besides the clones and Anakin.
Well, and Ventress attacked her because there's a bounty on her.
Right.
So they're somebody else is after her too, right? Just standard bounty hunters.
Well, yeah, it must have been a bounty put out by the police, though.
Oh, okay.
They are aware of it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, but I mean, bounty hunters, they can catch criminals. They don't have to always be criminals themselves.
No, but I was thinking as well, in this episode, I see other characters wearing outfits of a lot of different styles that I just don't recognize. And like you said, those Coruscant guards don't look familiar either. I feel like there could be some aspect of this being you're this deep under the city. It's almost like another country, you know, or another planet.
Yeah.
Well, and they show they make multiple notices of the vast difference between the beautiful Jedi Temple and then what's going on here in the city.
Yeah, that's true. Showing the differences from the different layers of society here.
We were saying how last episode Ahsoka was found herself on the wrong side of the law, you know, all of the clones were against her now. Mm-hmm. Where now she's seeing it from the perspective of the downtrodden, right, of society in the lower levels. I think she already kind of knew about that. This has existed for a long time, like way before like the Palpatine took over.
But she's only, when she has been down here, she's been here with the Jedi on a mission. Now she's down here as one of the people who live down here.
She doesn't have the authority at all anymore.
I do just think it's removing any illusions of the Republic being noble in any way.
Keeps becoming more and more clear.
Well, and like the last one we said, when she's trying to break out of that prison, it's like she went into it as a member of the Republic. And then suddenly when you realize like, oh, they're all kind of against me now.
Right.
It looks a lot more like the Empire from that side.
Yeah.
Otherwise, Ventress is the main twist to the episode. Very cool.
Oh, I was so excited to see them teaming up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And that, like, Ahsoka realized how similar their situations are at the moment.
It is interesting. I feel like Ventress has changed so much.
Yeah.
Over the course of the series.
Oh, yeah. She's had a great character development. And even, like, later on when Ahsoka tells her not to kill the guards, she doesn't. And I was kind of surprised.
No, yeah. She actually doesn't do it.
She says it's the new me.
Oh, did she say that?
Didn't kill anybody.
Right. But I was thinking probably Ahsoka doesn't trust her that much, but like I trust her because of what I've seen in the show. Like I believe that she is trying to like turn over a new leaf, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think by the end of the episode, Ahsoka sees that. Well, no, except for that she thinks she was attacked by her. But after finding out that, like, apart from that, I think she is starting to see her that way too.
Yeah. It seemed like Ventress was like going to help her, but then she gets attacked by Ventress at the end.
Well, it's clearly not Ventress. We see someone else.
What? Wait, I missed something. What?
Wait, really?
No.
Okay.
I know.
It's like, what?
All right. Well, we'll get to all that there, but
But Anakin sees Ahsoka with Ventress and then further planted evidence later on too. It's just
Just doubt. I was like, couldn't Ventress at least have kept her mask on? Because this is
right.
Ahsoka is doing everything possible to make things look worse.
Well, and it's like, if only Ahsoka could have the time to explain.
That's a classic, like, I can explain, and then...
There's no time to explain.
Never does. There's never any time.
No.
I kind of had a hard time with Anakin's behavior in this. I'm curious how you guys felt about it. Because I understand he wants to be the first to find her. But just, like, why? Why is he, like, leading all the clones to her? I would think that he could maybe try to give her a chance to prove herself, right, even if he looks on the outside like he's just trying to capture her.
Go try to talk to her one-on-one instead of with all the clones. Yeah.
Let her do her investigation.
I do think that he figures if she just came back, then they could explain everything. But Ahsoka knows somebody's trying to set her up, and that would be the worst thing she could do.
And she said that at the end of the last episode, like, you need to trust me now. And he's like, nope.
Right.
Which I guess is kind of classic.
Classic Anakin.
I think that is very classic Anakin. I think he wants to help people, but it's like, and he really does want to help people, but it is always basically on his terms.
Yeah, he has the best idea. He needs to just carry it out and then everything will be okay.
And like, yeah, I don't know. Like, I feel like even the Jedi Council, I feel like, I don't know. I kind of think they would give her a little more of a benefit of the doubt than they're doing here. But like, I think it's just, they're so caught up in everything that's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
Tarkin says like, well, we need to try her in the civilian court or military court or whatever. And so she can't be a member of the Jedi Order if you're going to do that. So can you take her out of the Jedi Order so we can try her over here? And I don't think anybody necessarily agrees with that. But Mace Windu says something along the lines of, that would make things smoother for our relationship with the Senate or with the Republic or whatever. Like,
well, right. It is political. Yeah. I was thinking that too, that even if the Jedi don't believe that Ahsoka did this, the Republic does, and it might like smooth some tensions if they just let them convict her.
Ugh.
But that's a lot of what the Jedi think are doing wrong, is they're filtering everything through the lens of that relationship with the Senate or through the war. There's another episode where I think everybody except Yoda was basically saying like, oh, we got to do this though, because it's much more strategically important. And Yoda said, well, how about let's wait and see what the Force tells us. And I can't remember which episode that was, but it happened one time anyway.
Yeah, they're definitely showing like those cracks more and more. Mm-hmm. And it's so frustrating to watch because you're like, you know that they don't trust the Senate or the Chancellor or, you know they don't trust these people, but instead they're choosing to not trust Ahsoka.
Mm-hmm. The whole series has a lot of gray areas and like a lot of situations like this where it's clear that there should be a better way to go about this, or there should be a better choice to make, but it's not always clear what that is.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about one of those Knights of the Old Republic episodes. You guys were saying how there's always such a clear, like, here's the right choice, here's the wrong choice, light side or dark side. And like, I think the original trilogy too was a lot more like that. And the Clone Wars, the whole era tends to be a little harder to tell.
Which is great. I mean, that's obviously a lot more realistic.
I feel pretty confident that everybody's making the wrong decisions here. But I'm not quite sure what I would say they ought to be doing instead.
Mm-hmm.
Neither side is without fault.
Mm-hmm. I kind of want to mention that Ahsoka is going to try to find evidence at this, like a warehouse.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, standard abandoned factory / warehouse.
Yeah, and there's always a few of those.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, I haven't watched the next episode, so I don't know who the mysterious stranger is. But pretty suspicious of Barriss at this point, because she's the one who told Ahsoka to go there.
Barriss tips her off to that location.
Well, and kind of just randomly like, oh, I've been looking into it. I've got a clue. There's a clue there. You got to go find, like, what exactly kind of a clue is this?
Very vague.
Man, who's ever listening to this has already seen this art.
I don't know. Some people like to listen to podcasts as they watch through a show.
Okay. I
don't know.
It's just funny.
If you're rewatching this, then yes, you know what happens next time. But I don't want to spoil it for Hannah and any other.
I mean, I'm pretty sure it's Barriss, who are coming to this. I still want to find out on my own.
It's possible that it's not, so we'll see.
Innocent until proven guilty.
I was just like, in my head, I was like, well, it's not Darth Maul. He wouldn't be wearing a cape.
Right.
The Emperor's like, I still have use for you. And then he's like, gotta wear this outfit, though.
That's right. Yes, the Darth Maul being captured.
Yeah. Then Ahsoka gets pushed down to the lower level and then is surrounded by boxes of nano droids. And then that's where the troops and Anakin find her.
What's she doing with all these nano droids?
Then Anakin's like, I can't believe it. Nano droids. Like, it makes sense that she'd just be sitting surrounded by boxes of them.
Unconscious.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, that too. That was that. Nobody asks about that part.
Like, why was she all beat up? Why would she just be sitting surrounded by evidence? Also, just like, interesting to see how quickly the clone troopers just don't question things and try to kill children.
Oh, yeah. This feels like a glimpse of stuff we'll see a lot more of.
Yes.
You know, come Order 66 and all.
Yeah.
You know what? I forgot to mention something in the previous episode.
In the previous episode?
Yep.
Okay.
When Ahsoka is in the prison and it's looking like she killed all these clones, Anakin comes in with Rex, and Anakin says, Ahsoka didn't do anything. You know, I don't believe she would have done this. We need to use our stun setting and capture her.
Oh, yeah. Because they were not using stun at first.
And so he gives Rex the order and then leaves. And then we see Rex. He's like, Ahsoka totally killed these guys. You gotta take her down. I was like, whoa, bro. Rex, that's not what Anakin said.
Yeah.
Like, that was so extreme. I that was like one of the first times I've seen the clones deliberately reinterpreting an order that they've been given, especially from a Jedi.
Hmm. Well, they do. No, but later when they're firing at her later, they are using the stun.
Yeah, because Anakin has to reiterate.
Okay, yeah.
Why are you shooting at her?
No, but you're right. Rex doesn't, he knows her. He should be giving her a little bit of the benefit of the doubt almost as much as Anakin should, right?
Yeah. Even just like in Revenge of the Sith, when Obi-Wan is on Utapau, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like just kind of buddies with Commander Cody there, you know?
Doesn't he give him back his lightsaber?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, you dropped this. Here, let me give you your weapon.
Yep.
A minute before I start firing on you.
The Jedi very easily, like, come to the conclusion that the clones are like their friends because they've been through all these battles together. I don't think the clones have that feeling in the slightest. Like, they just don't have, are not able to feel that sentimentality for them.
I think they are, but when an order comes through that tells them differently, sure, they just go with it.
Yeah, right. Duty prevails. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was good. You went back and talked about it.
That was To Catch a Jedi.
How does it end? They bring her in.
And that's it.
Well, and we will find out how things go for her next time in The Wrong Jedi.
She'll get a very fair trial, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
Oh, what's the moral?
Oh.
The moral is never become desperate enough to trust the untrustworthy. Bye.
Okay, bye.
It's a wrap.